difficult because you see people that they have 30,000 FTEs and we're like, no, you don't. month's paper, and they were offered to fund staff. They could only buy equipment and supplies for that $30,000. And so they said, and yet you're asking us to go to all these meetings that are not really helping us. And so the funding was a big issue. And then effective leadership. We heard this, that, you know, I can't really do what I need to do because the C-suite is not allowing me to do that. And so getting access to the C-suite officials in the hospitals is really important. Barriers, turf battles was another thing that came up, and this came up repeatedly. About, well, this is what I do, this is what you do, stay out of my lane, I'll stay out of your lane. And so that's a real issue. And personnel turnover, and we know this is a problem in public health, it's a problem in the hospitals as well. Emergency management physicians, except for in large hospitals and large systems, emergency management physicians are generally not FOFTE. They're generally not people that are, you know, at a high pay rate, and so there's a lot of turnover, and that's a problem as well. When we look at this, one of the issues that we need to look at is really looking at more frequent communications with partners, potentially increasing. You know, if we look at the HPC funding, it's decreasing, not increasing. I know people think that you need less money after you start a program. That's not true. You need the same amount of money. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but somebody needs to preach up the chain to the choir directors.
Next year we should be